It's time for the emergency break of the week.
For it to be,
man, that's fantastic.
A little on the beery side.
Yeah.
That is really light. And I could definitely see myself having this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's very light. It's easy. And you get, I mean, for a beer that's 5.9% that's brewed like this, for the flavors of that malt to come up, a little sweetness there, a little bit more kind of a rich type malt flavor, man, that's a tasty beer.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Yeah, rinse out your glass there. What do you think, Killer? You a fan?
I do like the Christmas. That's a definite beer that you'd sit on the patio.
Yeah.
And watch the leaves turn colors.
Yeah, and it's a good beer for this time of
Christmas.
Year now. It's kind of cooling off a little bit. So that's our first one, and again, it just kind of a cool
like
way
Christmas
to do that.
Too, Killer.
No, he didn't say Christmas.
All right, so
crisp,
next up,
nice.
Miss.
Crisp.
All right, this is great because it's the battle of the IPAs, because we have two different IPAs here.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the little ticket.
So Killer has sat on a patio long enough to watch leaves actually turn colors during the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like go from one color
to
another.
One long afternoon, yes.
At Christmas time.
Yes.
I do like the Christmas.
Gordo like probably Christmas. Says that 20 times a day.
Yeah, that's my current earworm.
All right, it is time for the e-break. It's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the hard line. It's Corby. He's about to introduce Bob. And Gordo has a lot of funny sneezes. This is just a natural sneeze from Corby that is really, really funny, and it stops him down.
And more. Head to good-guys.com for more info.
All right, we got one more segment. It's known as
Sturm Center.
Ready by
Texas Live.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
What in the world? Piece of your brain flew out.
Can we get that sound when you're ready?
Can you turn that around?
He was 2 minutes too late, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
You can only record, like,
the quarter hour.
Yeah.
If it would have been before 45.
You got to wait till 7 to pull it.
Oh, dang it.
So I bet you'll hear it tomorrow.
I almost finished before the sneeze. I was so close.
Gross. All right. So tomorrow, guys.
He was trying to.
We are at the official start of what we've all been waiting for.
He was trying to say Bob's name. He thought he could get there before he sneezed. And yeah, listen to this isolated. As I told him yesterday, it sounds like someone just stepped on the family dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a really small dog. All right, one more time at the beginning.
And more. Head to good-guys.com for more info.
All right, we got one more segment. It's known as
Sturm Center.
Ready by
Texas Live.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
What in the world? Piece of your brain flew out.
Can we get that sound?
All right. That is amazing. It's that proves that it's kind of dangerous sometimes to try to hold a sneeze in, as he is trying to do. There's Corby as candidate number one. Candidate number two, it's a combo. Kind of like when two guys make a tackle in a game, they both get credit for the tackle. These are my co-workers, Craig and Gordon, who had one of the most ridiculous conversations so far here of 2026.
Mahershala Ali is 52.
He won an Oscar.
He did. Did he win it for Green Book or Hidden Figures or what did he win it for?
Green Book?
Titanic.
No, not Titanic. Elizabeth Olsen is 37.
One of the Olsen twins.
Is she related to the Olsen twins?
Wow, the Olsen twins are 37.
Well, she's not in the Olsen twins. She's not in the Olsen.
Oh, this is their older sister.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
They're not a band. I know. I don't know why I worded it that way. That was awkward. And I apologize.
Leave me alone.
The weekend is 36.
I thought about that all week. She's not in the Olsen twins.
I was right.
Yeah, I guess you were right, but you did kind of make them sound like they were some sort of band.
Yeah, like a folk duo.
All right, there's Craig and Gordo as candidate number two. Candidate number three, it's amazing. Week after week, this guy just throws out 30-point games, and he's back. He's trying to think of the name Patrick Reed, who's making his way back to the PGA Tour from LIV, and he didn't quite land it.
You know, I mean, LIV is getting world ranking points now, and
yeah, it's a little bit.
But, and should we talk a minute about Russ Reed?
Sure.
Why do you look at me like, wait? What did I do? What?
We can if you want.
Well, I mean, he's won twice on the DP World Tour, and he's supposed to be banned from the PGA Tour till August or September.
I'm just curious who Russ Reed is. That's why I was looking at you funny, like, talking about your friend?
No, I meant Patrick Reed. I don't know why I said that.
That's why I was so confused.
Patrick Reed.
Like, I'm not so familiar with Russ Reed. Yes, Patrick Reed.
Will Tankersley. Yeah, that too.
Or Will Tankersley. All right, proceed.
Do you think he gets himself into trouble just like right off the bat? Like
when
he gets off balance.
Mouth.
He gets off balance early in a knee break. We don't have to play the whole thing. But
yeah,
like
he always, every one of these is a shaky start. Before he
and
even messes up.
That's what gets him in trouble, yeah.
He's teetering on a high wire between high rises. And
just the first 8 seconds of this.
You know, I mean, LIV is getting world ranking points now, and
yeah, a little bit.
But, the whole thing about the crowded at the cut line or whatever that line was from.
Could be a busy name cut survive line. Busy cut line.
Busy cut line.
Busy cut line.
I'll disagree with you a little bit about him getting off balance. I think he's always off balance. I don't think he gets off balance.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, those are your three candidates. Is it Corby? Is it the Junior and Gordo combo platter? Or is it Craig Rosengarten? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to go vote for the guys in the Musers and Hooter Brown.
Okay, in the Musers. That's Craig and Gordon. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, good morning, George.
Oh, second call in, we get Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
You know, it's just a guess.
Well, very wild guess. Well, George, I want to let you know you have been on my mind for 2 weeks now.
Okay.
Because all I can hear you say is, come on in. It's time again for ticket time. Yeah.
Well, who do you like, Brady Tom?
Well, I think I like being in the Olsen Twins.
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Junior, it's Cruz and Lido.
Hey, Cruz.
Hey, since me and Coach Timmy V dissipated in Ash Wednesday, we got Time Waster Saturday night.
Awesome.
Going from ashy to classy.
Now you're talking.
And I vote for Corby.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Eugene and Carrollton here. I'll see you at Ticket Stock. I'll vote for number two, and I'll tell you the joke about the two peanuts walking down a dark alley. One was assaulted.
This is the worst fake gene.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
I'm casting my vote from west of the Rockies, first of all, okay?
Nice. Okay, we'll note that.
And, Junior, I think you're going to get your wish Tuesday night during the State of the Union. I think Trump's going to make the announcement. He's going to point up to the rafters, and sitting right by Jared Kushner is going to be a E.T.-looking figure.
Let's hope so.
I vote for Gesundheit.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? We're not going to say that. You may want to
go easy on that word.
We'll register your vote, but we're not supposed to say that word anymore. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I want to vote for Bob Saget for being in the Olsen Twins.
It's also go easy there.
Yeah, come on, man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Number one. Candidate number one, please.
Okay. Who's this?
It's a highly coached phone call is what that was.
Hello, you are on the ticket.
We still voting?
Yep.
We still going ashy classy, baby.
That's Cruz again.
You can't call back again, Cruz. Twice. What are you doing? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, happy Musers Friday. Hope you're doing, or happy Friday Musers. Let's try that again. In honor of Scotty Woods and Tiger Scheffler, let's go with Craig Rosengarten.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, boys, Z-Break Man, happy ticket stock. Was it a seed or did Corby step on a dog? Oh, he stepped on a dog.
Thank you, E-Break Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey, is this Gordo's Corner?
No, no.
All right, well, then give me Gordo.
Okay, we have a winner.
Really?
Yeah, the Gordo Finally. And Junior... combo wins it this week.
I don't think I've won in a long time. Mahershala Ali is 52.
He won an Oscar.
He did. Did he win it for Green Book or Hidden Figures or what did he win it for?
Green Book?
Titanic.
No, not Titanic. Elizabeth Olsen is 37.
One of the Olsen twins.
Is she related to the Olsen twins?
Wow, the Olsen twins are 37.
Well, she's not in the Olsen twins. She's not in the Olsen.
Oh, this is their older sister.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
They're not a band. I know. I don't know why I worded it that way.
That was awkward. I apologize.
Leave me alone.
The weekend is 36.
All right. How does that total out between the two?
That is Junior's E-Break number 59, so he's getting up there. And Gordon, that is number 110 for you. You are now three behind George for second place.
So it counts as a full victory, even though it's a co-victory?
Man, I'm not going to go in and count halves. I'm not doing math.
We used to put them in halves.
I think we've always done halves.
58 and a half and whatever and a half for Gordo. Yeah.
Well, Daddy's already said he's not doing it that way.
Okay, well, I guess it's in the book.
There were no halves on the list when I inherited it. So
it's because we had evened out at that point. We had enough halves to equal a whole.
Had a co-winner in a while.